turn off and the Dairy Maid lights come on. Right away, I notice something different in the cafe. Black and white framed photographs hang on the wall.
Miss Murdy May's work, Ferris says. She's pretty good with that camera.
Cal and I step toward the center photo, but Ferris stops us, pointing toward the picture on the left.
Start on this end, at the beginning. It means more.
The first photograph is Zachary's trailer. It must have been taken the day he arrived, because Polly Rankin stands in front wearing his tuxedo. Next to it are pictures of the people waiting in line. I even see Cal and me, and Tara. And there's a picture of a Wag-a-Bag grocery sack. At first, it seems out of place, but then when I look closer, I can tell it's one of our sacks that we left on Zachary's steps. There's the picture Miss Murdy May took of the three of us in the back of the pickup, Cal and me smiling over Zachary's shoulders.
Man, does my tooth look that bad? Cal asks.
I don't answer him because I'm too busy studying the last picture. It's of Zachary, standing in the middle of the cotton field, his sack held high and his head turned toward heaven. Above him, the ladybugs look like a dark squiggle soaring in the sky. And now,